B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Maggie, how can we help you, madam?
Hey, guys. So during this quarantine, you know, I got super bored and went on some online dating sites and started talking to this guy, and he was super cool. And, you know, we had a few Skype calls, a few FaceTimes, and as soon as the whole thing was over, you know, we were excited to meet each other because, you know, we haven't had any human contact in forever. And we went out to dinner. I mean, I thought it was great, but I haven't heard back from him since. So, like, I don't know what the problem is and was hoping you guys could help me out today.
So basically, the first time you actually met each other physically was the last time you met each other physically?
Pretty much.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you did anything that turned him off? Like, did you act any different? Or I don't know how you could, like, hide the way you look, because if you were Skyping with him and stuff, it can't be that, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I thought we had, like, the same connection. We had the same conversations that we did online and, you know, through FaceTime and whatnot, and when we met, it just was, he was off, and I was like, okay, and he never called me back, but I thought the dinner went fine, and clearly it didn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know what, we'll try and give him a call for you next.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, hang on, Maggie, it's a second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so this is funny. We were talking to Maggie, and so during quarantine, her and this dude Jared were FaceTiming and Skyping and all that stuff. That's how they met.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, when they got a chance to go on a date, they went to dinner. First time they actually physically hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that date, Jared hasn't gotten back to Maggie. Maggie, before we try and call him again, are you sure there's nothing that you might have done that was different that he might have been like, oh, this is not good?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, then. Stay quiet. We'll give him a call for you right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jared?
Yeah. Who's this?
Jared, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. I can explain why we're calling. We got your phone number from somebody. Can I tell you why?
You got... From who?
We got your phone number from a female. Who?
Okay.
Yeah, so she likes you and would love to go out with you on a date, okay? And you know who she is, so I'm going to tell you her name. But if you say yes to this date, basically you can pick wherever you'd like to go for a date. You can pick the restaurant, the day, the time, whenever you're available, and we will reserve the time. We'll reserve the place. You can eat and drink on us, whatever you want, just to see if you and this girl hit it off.
Sounds like a gamble to me.
No. I'll tell you her name. That way, you know, there's no tricks.
All right.
Okay, so her name is Maggie, and she said you guys already went out before.
Oh, dude. No.
So you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. That's no.
Okay, why do you say no so kind of aggressively? I mean, she said that you guys did a lot of talking and stuff and FaceTiming.
She told you that we were talking, like, during the whole stay inside thing.
Yeah.
So she told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we end up meeting and looks nothing like any of the photos or any of the videos I saw. Like, she would do, like, funny videos while she was in her house. You know, she couldn't go out. She would send them to me. No, look nothing like that in person.
She didn't. I thought you guys were. But if you guys were talking and stuff, you saw what, you know what she looked like.
Yeah, but not in person. I mean, like, you spend some time in quarantine. What a difference.
I mean, you do realize what quarantine means. I mean,
what do you like? How much
you can't get your nails done? Can't do your lashes? Can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what? You got a bathroom and a mirror.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, hold on. Jared, Maggie, Maggie's
he's
listening to what you're saying.
Oh, how did I know he was on the
phone? No. Wait a minute. Are you fucking serious? Like, are you stupid?
No, listen.
Like, he just said it. You realized nothing was open. Like, I couldn't go to the nail salon. I couldn't go get my hair done. I couldn't get my eyebrows done. And who the fuck are you to judge me. You didn't look so hot yourself, like your profile picture either. So you need to really, really recheck yourself there, buddy.
I mean, look, the pictures were great, but you know what? I meet you in person, and you guys have seen Tiger King by now.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Bill Exotic, all his cronies.
Which one does she look like?
Maybe not look like it, but if you added her to the cast...
Oh my God!
This is horrible.
Why can't I picture what she looks like?
My God!
So, Jared. Okay. How about this? How about if Maggie gets some time to do her nails and her hair?
Yeah, and her eyebrows, her eyelashes.
Oh my God!
Sit up. Yeah.
Oh my God! What a douche!
No, Jared. You
say it like you mean it.
You know what, Jared? You.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, you know what's good when you take somebody out to a restaurant that you can barely or cannot afford at all for the first date? That's always smart. Makes you look good. Impresses everybody. Just blowing money around. The only problem is eventually, like, it's going to catch up to you, like, when you have to pay bills and stuff. So, what I'm trying to say is don't do that. Or you could be talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10s, like the one tomorrow at 8:10.
All your throwback station hot, 969, get up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.